This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The identification of suspects in the Boston bombing is a victory of sorts for surveillance cameras, although images crowdsourced from the public also likely played a role. The surveillance industry in the U.S. is huge, with sales set to hit $3.2 billion this year, and it's growing. The paradox is that surveillance is a remarkably tough industry to track, as Sally Herships reports.
We are used to Big Brother watching us. Security cameras at military bases, power stations, elevators. When bad things happen, we install more, right? That's what took place after the London bombings in 2005.
Camera systems being installed within trains and within buses to try and, you know, protect against future events that are happening.
Paul Everett works with industry analyst IHS. He says often the reason behind a sale is a mystery. Vance Kozik works with D-Link, a company that manufactures security cameras. He says when a city or business buys a camera, sometimes it's just time for an upgrade.
The trend now is to go toward high-definition, multi-megapixel IP cameras just because there's so much more clarity.
Kozik says D-Link has seen a spike in sales since the Boston Marathon bombing. And one major Manhattan retailer also said sales of surveillance equipment are strong. But the store is worried about its own financial security, so it made me promise not to reveal its name. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.